720 WGN. It is Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. And across from the station here at Tribb Tower, you've got the, I guess, the trappings, the residue of a World Series success. You've got the Cubs World Series store. Things are 50% off, so there's some great deals over there. And as Cubs experience in person gets a little bit more expensive as the tickets went up, and understandably so, and also, I guess, the level of renovation at the confines has gone up as well. The guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is our very own WGN sports personality, Andy Mazur. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and it's cool. We can't always get up there because it's, you know, up in a neighborhood, it's far to get to, but it is. I always look forward to the pictures that you take as so much is changing. In a park that has been around, you know, for 100-plus years, you got to think a lot of things have stayed the same, but so much is going on at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, and it's more difficult this year to get pictures of it because it's a lot of the work is actually inside the park behind these big tarps that they've put up along Addison, especially on the first base side of the ballpark. Basically, what they've done is they're relocating the bullpens. Those are going to be underneath the bleachers next year, which will be a kind of a weird look for the ballpark come 2017. And they're also starting to lay the groundwork for the big club that's going to be underneath and by home plate. So they've really taken out a lot of the seating bowl from last year and years past. They're going to redo that. They're going to add a couple rows of seats where the bullpens used to be. So, you know, they raised the ticket prices. Now they've kind of increased the potential for attendance as well. So it's going to be different. But I've really enjoyed the way that they have integrated some of the old feel still to the newer things at the ballpark. I didn't think I was going to like the scoreboards. I didn't think I was going to like the video boards at all.
Right.
But I did. I mean, I didn't even realize that they were there. I mean, because they're doing it right. They're not doing all the hokey things that you see at a lot of the other ballparks. But it's just so nice to have them there now. So when you have the seventh inning stretch, you don't have to have the D or the E list celebrities coming up there singing. You can go to the video of Harry or Ronnie or Ernie, and it's just as nice.
Oh, the E-list celebrity. Well, yeah, just like those purists out there, maybe the fans of General Walking a couple turns of the century ago, where they said, cars, let's, you know, hey, what's with that? We like to walk. You know, we want to get out there and enjoy our trips. But then, you know, once you get in a car and you drive it, it's fast, and you realize that advancement is good if done properly. And I've got to echo the sentiments there because my initial thought, you know, I love Wrigley Field to basically, you know, my child, you know, grown up like in and around it, and then to have it be changed in some ways, as we've seen as just general sports fans. And of course, you covering so much of it, you see the way that marketing, right, marketing and advertising and logos can just go, I don't want to say horribly wrong, but just get out of hand. And they have done that, right? All it does is enhance. You've got these beautiful high definition. You've got replays. That's wonderful. And then they have kept kind of that understated kind of green-osity of just the way that it goes. It just looks like expanded scoreboards for the most part, you know, with some magic things they can do also.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, too, I mean, it was always hard for broadcasters because, you know, the only score you saw on the ballpark was on the iconic center field board. And you had to be really quick with your math when you're doing a scoreboard update to be able to add all the numbers together,
right.
Which, of course, I was told there'd be no math. And they still will not put the score up on either of the boards, left field or right field, because they don't want to take attention away from the main beauty of the ballpark, and that's the iconic scoreboard built in the late 30s, center field. So, and, you know, the thing about the marketing issue, too, I mean, I think the Cubs have figured out that the best marketing plan is winning. I think that's a lot of sports franchises would be really wise to follow that mode.
Man, you know, as a longtime Cubs fan, it is just to see how things have gone. And I know that there were some growing pains with the whole Theo break it all down so that we can build it all up again. But he had, you know, of course, the resume and the track record in Boston, and you bring it here. And then, I mean, if you thought down, you remember that press conference that Joe Madden sat down and said, hey, yeah, I'm going to talk playoffs and I'm going to talk World Series. You didn't know. He's like, yeah, it's going to be playoffs this year, and then we're going to win the World Series next year. I mean, amazingly fast, but it leads to so much, you know, kind of the side effects of that level of victory, where you do have players that will take less money to get her. You've got fans that will put up with, you know, or gladly accept, you know, ticket increases. You mentioned the bowl changing. there's a lot of that. I understand the steel was coming apart, but some of that is probably some pretty old concrete. So what are they going to, I know they're going to make some more seats where the dugouts, that would be so strange not to see those pitchers warming up. That will be very different. Mm-hmm. But I think that they're, are they going to put like seats with cushions? And we see whether it's the Cardinals or the Cincinnati, some of those where they've got these high back, almost like current movie theater quality Lazy Boys. And are they going to do that? Do you know?
Well, I think that might be in the plans in the future. I don't know necessarily if that's the immediate plan, because that club behind home plate is not scheduled to open until 2018, but they needed to do some advanced concrete work and some structural work to get the ball rolling on that. Kind of like they did last year, the year before that with the clubhouse, where they had to remove part of the seating bowl on the third base side, and they would dig underneath that parking lot and where the office complex is going to be. And, you know, they just needed to get out ahead of it. So I'm not exactly sure how much of the actual seating bowl will be affected this year. Obviously, they need to pour new concrete and put new seats in because they've ripped them all out at this point. But that will be a change. And you're right, the bullpens are going to be a real change, because it's become part of things. You know, you sit by the bullpens. You remember way back in, I think it was 1999 or 2000, when the Dodgers were in town and a crazy fan went down and took the hat right off of Chad Kruder, the bullpen catcher for the Dodgers.
I was there. Yeah. So for the protection.
You're not going to have any of that anymore, because those guys are going to be underneath the bleachers, which is strange. And I get it. I get it from their perspective. I mean, it's obviously, it could be construed a safety issue, just with the fact that you've got these crazy mounds that are still in play. And, you know, the Wrigley Field is one of the very few parks that still had bullpens that were actually on the field. That trend has kind of gone away. But it's going to look weird to see the starting pitcher walking in from, you know, basically what used to be the groundskeeper's little cubbyhole, the double doors out in the left field.
Yeah, and you think about this, some of the changes for it, and people who are fans are so kind of reluctant to give up, even if it's just kind of hypothetical mental control, to somebody else to do whatever it is that they think they need to do with either the team or the park. But I think when we look at what's happened, and you look at the renovations that have happened so far, is that we're in, we're blessed by being in good hands, whether it's with Theo and Jed on the team side, or the great things that they've done with the park, trying to kind of go back to some of its tradition there. You mentioned the stuff inside the park happening. It's tough to get a good look at that. You do what you can with your drones, and of course you're rappelling down on a regular basis from the WGN Skycopter 720. But then also there are so many things happening around the neighborhood. Not only has the family kind of said, hey, we're not against rooftops, we're just against rooftops if they're not our rooftops, as they buy up those. But we've all been, you know, inside the offices for the staff that were basically inside Wrigley Field. They're just some cubicles, and now they've got really what, you know, qualifies as an office building there. It's huge. It's going to be just a massive, massive upgrade.
Yeah, a massive upgrade, and there are some retail opportunities on the bottom floor. There, I go back to the days where that was the Yum Yum Donuts and the car wash, and that's where the media used to park when I was back covering the team. So it looks really strange to me at times, but, you know, they're going to be able to really use that, multi-use that area. I know there were some issues about game day and non-game days, use of that area, but they're talking about putting up a skating rink in the winter and allowing fans to come in and use that area. But you're right, the conditions for the staff, the marketing staff, the media relations staff and all that was atrocious. They were there at one point, the media relations staff was working out of a double-wide trailer, which was near the ballpark but not attached.
Right.
And, you know, it rains a little bit in Chicago, and, you know, you'd have to run from that double-wide over to the ballpark to get in. So now this is going to be much more pleasurable for those that are working there. You know, and you kind of hit on it at the beginning. I mean, I wrote this on my blog last year that, you know, when Jason Hayward signed, that Chicago, the Cubs are becoming a destination, not just because it's Wrigley Field and it's Chicago and it's day baseball and it's a rabid fan base. It's because players actually think that they have a chance to win. And now, you know, with a World Series win under your belt and a manager in Joe Maddon and a GM and a president that understand what it is to draft and develop and to go out and fix things. If you need to throw some money at one problem, you're able to do it. They have confidence, and they're going to start looking at the Cubs as a place to be. You're seeing other teams try to play catch up against them now, which is kind of rare that we can say that.
Well, they had all of the pieces, and if you could just energize and activate some of those pieces, you didn't know what it was going to be. As the team looked as though it was going to be, hey, you know, a World Series was possible, I was excited just to be able to say, like, how big can this thing get? You know, because we all saw, you know, we remember the 85 Bears, at least some of us do. And then, of course, you saw with the Blackhawks and, you know, and the White Sox. And you just knew, just based on this kind of sleeping giant as far as enthusiast for the baseball team, that if they ever kind of mobilized some victories and some success, that it would be absolutely insane. And you saw that neighborhood. I want your thoughts on that plaza that used to be that parking lot. You know, I used to park there when I would go check out the game or cover things. And now it is going to be, as you mentioned, this multi-use place where I think they've even at least pitched or thrown out the idea that it would be on non-game days. They would have like a beer garden there. And you saw that when there is that much interest in the Cubs, people just want to be in and around the park. And so even if the Cubs are on the road, that would be the, you know, a great place to see a game. Do you see that being that kind of destination where it's the next best thing, especially as tickets become harder to get?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I know there's going to be some city regulations and things of that nature that are going to need to be cleared up and hurdled and things of that nature. But you know, the plan was to have a video board up on the office building itself. And I think that plan is still in place. So it could be a destination for people to gather on non-game days at Wrigley, but Cub games on the road. You know, Wrigley is such a weird thing, too, because not just for Cubs victories, but, you know, when the Blackhawks were doing their thing, that's the place everybody went, was to Wrigley. You know, nobody charged the United Center. They all charged Wrigleyville and, you know, yep, parts of that area, because it's you know, kind of been known as a gathering place. And kind of getting to your other point, too, about the fact that the neighborhood itself is undergoing a total facelift. I mean, the buildings on the east side of Clark, as you're going down south on Clark, it's a vast wasteland of nothing right now, but it's going to be that huge complex that's going to have some condos and a movie theater and other retail space. And then, of course, the hotel going up across the street where the McDonald's used to be, the Hotel Zachary, that's scheduled to open in 2018. You know, I blame the Ricketts for taking advantage of the popularity of the neighborhood. You know, and I think that they're doing it right. I mean, the last time I checked, Wrigley Field was at least in the top five, if not the number one, tourist destination in Illinois. And you have to capitalize on it. If you own the property and you own the ballpark and you own the surrounding area, you need to make it your own. And I don't think they're doing anything that's really out of bounds at this point. I think a lot of people might have different feelings about some of the bars and some of the mom and pop stores that, you know, like Salt and Pepper Diner that kind of went out over there on Clark. But I mean, and you hate to be this blunt about things, but progress is progress. And, you know, those were the olden days, I guess, of Wrigleyville, where it's now starting to get into the times and getting updated. And, I mean, we've seen the first domino fall here with the World Series championship. Again, I don't know if one has anything to do with the other, but it certainly allows the family to spend a little more money on the ball club when you have other streams of revenue coming in, like you mentioned with the rooftops. They bought a couple more of those here in this off season just to kind of own that area so they can do some different things with that if they decide to as well. It's been a breath of fresh air with the kind of a family type of ownership that the Ricketts family brings. I was a little worried about Tom Riley to begin with, just because of the fact that he was a Cubs fan growing up. He met his wife in the bleachers, all that, this and that. And you wonder sometimes if a fan owns a team. I mean, you've seen Mark Cuban, you've seen other, you know,
Dan Snyder out in
they're in it for themselves. They're in it for their own personal glory, and they want to get their hands into the pie. And I knew Ricketts was serious as soon as he pulled the trigger on the Theo deal. And yeah, I knew that was a situation where this is a man that's saying, listen, I own the team. I have nothing to do with the personnel decisions. I'm hiring somebody that knows this business and knows what he's doing. He's going to bring in the right people. He's going to devise a plan for us. I'm on board. I'm writing the checks. And that's what an owner should do in these situations, especially when you own a sports franchise, is you sit back, you hire the right people, you write the checks, and you trust that they're going to make you more money on the checks you're writing.
Yeah, but here's the other side of it, too, because you get a lot of those people that have made whatever fortune in whatever business and they come back as a fan, is that they're, you know, like you said, they're making a lot of these decisions based just on either themselves or, you know, their own egos, or maybe even just the love of the team, but not a lot of smarts behind it. And it's nice as a Cubs fan to be able to look at it and say, finally, you know, you have the really the best, smartest people working for you. And when you look at the things that they said they were going to do, whether it's with the ballpark or whether it's with free agency and being in a position, I mean, they're doing it. I mean, they're doing exactly that. The level of transparency has been great. And to see them, I mean, I don't know. I think they could do almost anything at this point, having won a World Series, that the fans are just so like, well, we're good with that. Whatever you want to do from here on out. Well, I know that Andy Mazur, of course, our WGN sports personality, is at Mazur Labs right now perfecting his backpack jet thing so that you can hover over Wrigley Field and send us some of those pictures for you, your new website, where you're going to be kind of documenting all of these changes.
Yeah, I've actually developed a new photo website where I've got a lot of the older Wrigley Field photos in there from the last couple of years of renovations when you've been able to actually see in the park. And all the time I spent out there, and I actually have them available not only to browse but also to purchase if that's something that you're interested in. I know the holidays have kind of come and gone, but it's still an opportunity for some memorabilia and some keepsakes of the ballpark. And all you have to do is simply go to andymazurphoto.com, and Mazur, of course, is Masur, and it's andymazurphoto.com. Everything is all right there, and a neat little package for you to check things out. And I'll be adding to those galleries as time permits. And again, you know, just going out to the ballpark and trying to get the shots I can get.
AndyMazurPhoto.com. You can go there. You can see all of Andy's adventures as he documents the epic and historic changes happening at Wrigley Field. So, Andy, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for being on the show with us and sharing kind of your thoughts, not only as a Cubs, as a person who's covered the team extensively and has all of those opinions, but also as someone who I know enjoys the team as well from the fan perspective. So, Andy, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for having me.